This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness. The Democrats got some problems. They will not have a good holiday season. Merry Christmas, Democrats, and Happy New Year. Not! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I have fun on this show because I crack myself up thinking about the craziness of leftism. They can't. I'm just telling you, there's no logical way to look at this. And I think this is what fascinates all of us, is that we look at these guys and we go, don't you get it? It's so common sense. And to be honest with you, I keep saying that. I say this daily, right? 2 hours a day. I'm going, y'all have me scratching my head again. You have me scratching my head. I don't get these people. Oh, well. That's why we're here, right? We're here to learn. We're learning together. Happy together. Hey, so remember the trucker that beat the New Jersey Senate, the dude who'd been around forever, Steve Sweeney? And the guy spent less than, what, a few hundred bucks? He went to Dunkin' Donuts or something to buy his staff or some donuts. I mean, he wins this election because he's a numbers guy? Well, Steve Sweeney's like, I'm not going to concede. No, by the way, the trucker's name was Edward Durr, D-U-R-R. 12,000 ballots, they say, were recently found in a county. And here's what the story read. This is from Politico. The results from the election continue to come in. For instance, there were 12,000 ballots recently found in one county. That's what Sweeney said to Politico. And the Philadelphia Inquirer. See, that's how leftists do. They go, oh, well, we'll put it out in media, and that'll make it seem legit. All that Sweeney did was he went, this is a machine. He went back, he says, look, I can't be losing to this dude. It's like Apollo Creed and Rocky. What are you doing, man? You letting this dude beat you. Apollo Creed, I got this, man. I got in Rocky won, right? So Sweeney has now produced 12,000 votes. Election's over. Oh, we just happened to find 12. Look, if you found 25 new votes, I might go with you. I might go, yeah, well, look, I mean, the ballots were over here. We put them in the corner, whatever. You find 12,000 votes, I'm going, wait a minute. 12, how big was the county? And who's keeping the chain of command of these votes? Because I can't imagine misplacing 12,000 votes. That would be like you got three kids and you misplace one of them at the mall.
Oh, Kevin, people do lose their kids sometimes.
Yeah, how often? How often do you lose your kids? Something so important to you. That's ridiculous. The election was called. Oh, here's the number. They say he spent $2,300. This guy raised 10 grand, spent 2,300. So I was at an event not long ago, and there's a guy, he's running for Congress. Young guy, businessman. And he wants to talk to me. He's like, Kevin, I'd like to talk to you. Okay, great, let's talk. So he's talking to me, and I said to him, so, you know, what's your plan? I told him, I said, you did see that this guy won with less than 10 grand. He starts laughing. I go, what are you laughing about? He's like, well, man, I'm like, look, this guy gave you the boilerplate. And so then the Congress guy, he goes, well, Kevin, I'm a numbers guy. I said, that's exactly what Edward Durr said. He said, I'm a numbers guy. He looked at his count, where he's running. He says, there's 150,000 votes. Sweeney never got over 36,000. That's what I shot for, 37,000. This guy never got over 36. So if I could get 37,000 in a county of 150,000, I could win. So he took his, I don't know what he did. I didn't follow him around, but I'm just saying, this is the boilerplate. It's not about money. Trump got outspent by Hillary Clinton 2-1. If it weren't for cheating, Trump would win. There's no question. Guys like Trump would win every election because they're just normal folks. We have a guy here in Arizona. His name is Jim Lehman. Very wealthy dude, businessman. Jim Lehman is a Marlboro man version of Trump. This dude is amazing. And it's not about money. I have a meeting with him. I want to talk to say, Jim, look, here's how you put this campaign together. It's about getting information out. So anyway, this kid, the congressman, once running for Congress, he says, well, my opponent, you know, he's got some bad things on his record. And I go, that's not going to beat him. You're going to beat him by saying what you're going to do. And you're going to, it's a numbers game. And it's not about money. It's not about parties and the machine and all this other stuff that Republicans and Democrats want us to believe. It's about your hustle and your persistence and how you get the word out. And people talk to me about, Kevin, how do you get me? I mean, I want you to give me, do you know Tucker? Can you get me in touch with so-and-so's producer? And I'm like, no, because you haven't done anything noteworthy. You want to know how you get media? Do something media worthy. That's it. So anyway, they said, Durr won by 4% or 2,298 votes, roughly 2,300 votes. He beat a guy that had held that Senate seat since 2010, and this is a guy that never ran. And you know why Durr, why he even wanted to run? Because they wouldn't give him a concealed and carry license. Oh, God, this dude is after my heart. He says, what? I'm a citizen. I want to be able to carry a weapon. Oh, how dare you want to carry a weapon? This is a gun, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take over the Senate. I love it. That's a fighter. It's like I told you guys. If I was in the movies or in real life, and they said, my life was always in danger because of the dude who was in charge of me, you know, like the mafioso heads or what, the capo or whatever. And I was theoretically supposed to be afraid of my life for my life. Whatever. Pow. You're dead. I'm not waiting around for you going to sleep and I go, I wonder if today's going to be the day that they kill me. If I'm doing my job and I still got to worry because we got a rat or a snitch and you think it's me or what, man, you're deader than disco. I ain't even thinking about you. Now I look at everybody else and say, now, who's in charge? Yeah. So, unless you want to be deader than disco, you better back off. Anyway, the point is this. This guy doesn't want to concede because he thinks he's an elitist. Yeah, that's what Sweeney believes. How dare this trucker want to challenge me? Well, you've been challenged. And let me tell you, this is resonating up at the top, boy. Joe Biden and the Democrats are put on notice. We're going to talk about old Crazy Joe here in the next hour. Anyway, thanks for being a part of what we do, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
These are coming up, folks. And we've already gotten a few presents. Christmas presents. Democrats are hoping for a lifeline. They've got supply chain issues. They've got border issues. They've got inflation woes. And they've got a brain-dead moron as their leader. In fact, they've got multiple brain-dead morons as leaders. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. Just give me the truth. I don't have a dog in the fight. If we were as stupid on our side as they were on theirs, I'd be talking about our leaders, which, for the record, our leaders are pretty stupid, too. If you want to be led by the guys, the likes of Mitch McConnell and Andy McCarthy, Andrew McCarthy. Well, McCarthy's trying to come over a little bit, but it's just temporary. It isn't that he's got some new titanium backbone built by Trump manufacturing. No, he's still a wimp. He's a weenie. He'll sell you out in a second. And all they're doing is they're riding a wave. We'll talk about that here in a bit. Because Virginia was a lot bigger than people want to believe, and it is a bellwether for what's going to happen in 2022 if we don't get cheated. But you go back to all these issues plaguing the Democrats. What leg do they have to stand on? Oh, we have the most popular president ever elected. Really? Well, we'll talk about his approval numbers here in a bit. Maybe he isn't quite as popular as people think. Think about this. If Joe Biden got 81 million votes, and then you start looking at the people that are going, I didn't vote for him. I don't know nothing about that boy. Yeah, okay. Discredited. The Democrats have been discredited. They have been discounted. No, few people believe what the Democrats say. And my question to you is, are you going to let them get away with it? Welcome again to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Do you need a list? Do you need a list of the lies that Democrats have told? I'll give you an example. Russian collusion debunked. Completely debunked. Ukrainian extortion by Trump, completely debunked. And oh, while we're on it, Russian collusion verified by the Bidens. Russian collusion. Now, I'm not talking about collusions in the election. I'm talking about participation with the Russians in fattening their wallets. Done. Completely truthfully known about the Biden family. Ukrainians. Completely known what Hunter Biden did with the Ukrainians. But let's go back to the debunked things about Trump. Debunked that Trump said he supports white supremacism. But yet, what are we bombarded with? Every single, oh, white supremacy. The election of a black chick in Virginia in a nation, in a statewide election for lieutenant governor. And what do the black people on the left say? Oh, she's a factor of the white supremacist, man. She ain't nothing but white people talking about her through a ventriloquist. They can't even credit this black woman for having smarts, former military, Marine. You never quit being a Marine, we know that. Jamaican immigrant, done well in America, made well here, and they can't even credit her for what she did. That's when you know you are at the level of idiocy that can't even be measured. The group that talks about, let's support not only blacks, but let's support women. The only thing that I wish that this chick was gay. So that way, we could really rub their faces and our crotches on that one. Charlottesville, debunked, as I said. January 6th riots, I use my finger quotes, debunked. Then you know what else has been debunked? And they won't tell you? The election of 2020. Debunked. It was a lie. They stole it. The going after Trump, weaponizing the DOJ, debunked. You think they'll ever admit it? Of course not. Would never admit something like that. All of it debunked. You want to know what else has been debunked? The idea that Democrats actually want to help you. That Democrats believe they can truly save the planet with climate change. That Democrats really believe that this vaccine mandate is going to help people. That the Democrats really believe that the vaccines help people anyway. All of it's debunked. And you don't need me to tell you. You don't need the media to tell you. You already know. Debunked. It's all been debunked. The Steele dossier, debunked. Have you seen the news on this? The indictment of Igor Danchenko, better known as the primary source for the now famous Steele dossier. Devastating. They said, yet the response by MSNBC's Rachel Maddow was a thing beyond. Maddow not only flogged this dossier for years, she specifically hyped its credibility on the grounds of how it was put together and by whom. I remember saying to the Fox chicks, the hyenas over there, that Rachel Maddow was one of the worst people. I said, I don't know why people watch her. Well, what we have here is, the dossier. Mm-hmm. Let's see how we put this together. You see, what they've done here is... Worst freaking show on the planet. I said if I had a show against Rachel Maddow, you wouldn't even know that dude's name. And then one of the executive at Fox says, well, I mean, she's pretty good. I mean, I think she's pretty good. And I was like, what did she just say? This is a Fox executive. I think she's pretty good. And I'm telling her, we could put a show together that would blow Rachel Maddow away. And she's like, well, I think Rachel's pretty good. I'm like, what are you talking about? You think she's pretty good? Who do you work for? All these bogus claims by these people, they should be ashamed of themselves. These people should be jailed. Everything debunked. Trump put out some message. I didn't read the whole thing, but he was like, "Here, what was I right about? It's right about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, I don't know. He listed all of his credentials or whatever, and maybe so. Maybe he was right about all that. But what did it get him? I mean, you want bragging rights after the fact? Hey, look, you want to fight? Fight while you're there. I've no offense against Trump. I like the dude. But don't come to me after the fact. Yeah, man, look at what you if you believe that you should have been implementing this stuff and you should have been fighting, so we wouldn't be where we are. And you know what we relied on? The people of Virginia to remind us of who Americans are. I'll talk about that in a bit, but we're going to talk about Joe Biden for a little bit here as well. So, everything's debunked, and you have bragging rights. You have so many bragging rights. Use them. I don't know who you talk to. I don't know who you interact with. I don't know if you're going to see people over Thanksgiving or whatever, but let me tell you something. If you're not spreading the word about all these lies, if you're not telling these stories about people who are dying from these vaccines, the money that's being made from it, the corruption that these vaccine manufacturers want, don't say anything bad about our products, man, blah, blah, blah. Shame on you.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarra, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The judge is blasting the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Judge Bruce Schroeder yelling at Assistant District Attorney Thomas Ringer after he kept asking Rittenhouse about things that were not allowed to be discussed during the trial.
I was astonished when you began your examination by commenting on the defendant's post-arrest silence. That's basic law. It's been basic law in this country for 40 years, 50 years.
18-year-old Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters and wounding another in Kenosha, Wisconsin during riots and looting over a police shooting in 2020. More Americans are concerned about a spike in crime. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The results show anxieties about certain types of crimes are returning or surpassing levels seen before the pandemic. USA Radio News. Americans are paying more for things like gas and groceries, with the Consumer Price Index rising 0.9% in October. This as supply chain issues continue across the country, with stores even warning folks that your traditional Thanksgiving Day items may not be available this year. Congressman Andrew Harris telling Fox News a lot of people in his district are concerned.
What's on people's minds are the fact that, again, they may not be able to get the things they need for Thanksgiving. If they do, it's going to cost more. If they travel, it's going to cost more. This infrastructure bill, again, and especially the one that the president still hopes that Congress passes, will do nothing except make those problems worse.
The mountain of lawsuits over the Astroworld concert tragedy in Houston is growing. The latest is filed by attorney Marco Crawford, whose daughter was in the crowd with her friends. Eight people were killed, including two teenagers, when the crowd surged towards the stage. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Big Bird got vaccinated. Yeah, any interest in the timing of this when they come out with this new vaccine for kids? Oh, we got this vaccine for kids. Let's get Big Bird vaccinated so we can sell it to the little chirrins. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Big Bird vaccinated. Who else got vaccinated? Oh, here's a good one. Dan Bongino got vaccinated. Here's what the story. Nationally syndicated talk host Dan Bongino returned to his Westwood One program after missing the last seven shows due to his standoff with employer Cumulus Media over the company's vaccine mandate. Now, I'm just, look, Dan's a buddy. He can do what he wants to do. But here's, I'm just going to tell you, this is a difference between us. They go on. The Washington Examiner reports that Bongino said he chose to return to his show at the last minute, and that required a few concessions on his part. But he told his listeners, "We're at a stalemate here. We basically have guns to each other's heads. We've been negotiating this for a long time." And in a Twitter post earlier this month, Bongino addressed the rumors that it was a ploy to get out of his contract. He said it's not. He could leave any time if he wanted. And he chastised other hosts who he says are using this issue trying to get their shows on the radio stations he's currently on, which I want to be clear, I didn't. Bongino is vaccinated and says he's doing this to protect the rights of his fellow employees. There you go. See, I would have told Cumulus, kiss my little brown booty, because I'm not getting the shot. I told you guys this. I'm committed to it, and I'm not getting it. And, you know, look, either you're principled about it or you're not. And again, if Dan's decision is, apparently he didn't want to get it, and that's why he skipped the shows, and then suddenly he's back on because he got it. Well, then what are you saying to your listeners? What are you saying to people in general? Just for the record, if I happen to be on the radio and I'm talking about this issue, but this is what I would be saying if you were sitting in my living room. And I've had people call me, Kevin, man, you know, they're forcing me to get the shot. And here's my advice. And there are people that listen to this program and know I've told you this. When we've talked, I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But here's what I tell you I would do. And you know why they know? Because I've already given up a lot of money. In fact, Bongino's show on Fox and maybe all these things he's getting on radio could have been things that I would have been able to do had I towed the line. I'm not that dude. It's not about money. It's about being able to look people in the eye and go, you know what? I'm not gonna recommend something that I wouldn't do for myself or for my own kids. Did you guys hear this dad? He was talking about what happened after his kid got the shot. Listen to this. We have that clip. Listen to this father. This is after his kid is 16 years old. He gets this stupid shot. And here's him telling him about his kid who died.
I was a father of a 16-year-old son. I'm a single parent. I raised my boy since he was a baby. He meant the world to me. I got the vaccine to protect my son. And after in March, April, they were announcing it out. It was safe for teenagers. Me and my son have never been apart. We're always together. He was my best friend. I always told him it was being you against the world. He joined ROTC in high school. He was always full of smiles. Anybody that knew my son would see he was happy. I wasn't rich, but I gave him everything he wanted. We didn't lack for anything. We used to go fishing, camping, do everything. We got the Pfizer vaccine because I thought it was to protect him. I thought it was the right thing to do. It was like playing Russian roulette. My government lied to me. They said it was safe. Next week is his birthday. You know where I'm going to celebrate his birthday at? Well, everybody, once we leave here, they're going to forget about what we're doing or what they talk about, what we said here. They're going to be enjoying time with their family and kids. Thanksgiving, I'm going to spend at the cemetery. Christmas, at that cemetery. They need to quit pushing this on their children. I lost mine. Y'all need to protect yours. They're trying to target the 5 to 12 year olds. We're going to have more deaths in our hands than they plan. And they say it's worth the risk. It wasn't worth the risk.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. See, it doesn't matter to people when it's out there and it's in theory. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, until somebody breaks into your house. Then Black Lives Don't Matter. I told you guys my neighbor has this sign up. There is no such thing as an illegal person. And Black Lives Matter. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at the sign and I just want to go knock on their door. I don't want to knock on their door. I want to kick their door in and say, hey, would y'all get out of my house? You know, these woke people. And I play Carville. Carville, he understands. Look, people, smile. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now, I want you to smile. Because these lefties are, every single day, they pull tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people away. Probably not hundreds of thousands every day, but they pull a bunch of people away from their causes every single day over lunacy. You think this dad, he trusted the government. He trusted the people, the so-called medical experts, right? And what happened? He got his kid killed. He's hurting enough. But it's common sense. And as I said earlier, I wouldn't tell you to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. My son, if that school ever tried to approach my kid with a needle with this junk in it, I would... Let's just say it ain't going to happen. Safe for teens, he said he was told. How many tragedies like this dad do you think there are? Remember the Romney kid? His mom got him the shot, and he was a blue chip athlete. I think he was a baseball player, and the kid's like 6'8". You know, I mean, who knows what his future was? And mom said he's in terrible shape. What about these basketball players? The one guy said, "Man, I got that shot." He goes, "Shoot, man, I couldn't run up the court, and I got blood clots." Here's what I keep saying to everybody, and I'll say it again. Give me all the information and let me make up my own mind. But this full court press is really making people mad. And by the way, the full court press that they currently have on WuFlu, ask yourself about climate change. Many of us, many conservatives are going, you know what? Let's make the transition to green energy. Perfect example, Elon Musk of Tesla. Conservative dude. He says, you know what? I'll put my money where my mouth is. Everybody wants electric cars. I'll build an electric car. He builds a rocket. I mean, literally, he's built rockets, but I'm saying his car is a rocket. Teslas will outrun motorcycles. They are amazing. I think they're even developing a motorcycle with a, you know, with a battery or whatever. But the point is, he put his money where his mouth is. He's into green energy. He's got the de facto standard. Who knew that a new automobile manufacturer could come along and challenge all the guys out there? And I'm talking about even the luxury brands. And he did it with, quote, clean energy. So he's putting his money where his mouth is. Tesla is supporting the green energy initiative, but he's not forcing you. He doesn't. He's not saying you must buy my car. He buy it if you want it. But you know why you're willing to buy that car? You're looking at the value. You're going, man, this car is amazing. It's fast. When it gets to certain points, I definitely want to be involved with. I want to get a Tesla. I got some friends. My number two, Angie, her son wants to get the Tesla truck. I think he's already got his bid on it. Good for him. But Tesla did it by saying, I'm going to build something you want. It's going to make you want to switch over. That's the American way. Not this full court press on this nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, was in the news because he admitted that he didn't get a vaccine, which, frankly, I don't care. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I don't follow Aaron Rodgers because I want to know his vaccine status. I follow him because he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. That's, you know, when I used to watch the NFL. But I remember when he came in the league, I said, this dude is a stud. He absolutely is. I mean, he next to Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers may be the best quarterback ever. I mean, he's just an amazing quarterback. So, but anyway, the point is, he's an athlete. thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, do I care? It would be like saying Aaron Rodgers' wife just gave birth to a 8-pound baby boy. Congratulations. I mean, or Aaron Rodgers' family went on vacation to Alaska. I don't really care. I'm not trying to make it sound heartless or anything, but I don't. I'm not that interested in his life. So his vaccine status doesn't matter to me any more than the last car he bought. But because we've got this fear-mongering out there about the vaccine, we've got to know. Anyway, he was speaking about it. He was asked this on a radio show, and here's what he has to say. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it became a controversy.
Your message was very clear, like you should make your own personal decision, which is what everybody said. But is that why at the beginning you didn't want to be that person? Is that why you kind of did the immunized answer? And if you would have got harped on it, you would have followed up, but you didn't want to get into that world? Is that why you chose that?
I really felt like at the time there was a time and place for sharing of information. It was such a witch hunt. They wanted to out and shame and denigrate every single person who didn't immediately say, oh yeah, I got the, you know, Pfizer, I got the Moderna, whatever. I wanted it to go away. I mean, everyone in the squad knew I was not vaccinated. Everyone in the organization knew I wasn't vaccinated. I wasn't hiding it from anybody. I was trying to minimize and mitigate having to have this conversation that would go on and on. And there were people in the media who somehow found out about it and been sitting on it for a couple months. So it wasn't like this thing was just hidden until this week. Like, people knew it and they sat on it. At some point, I knew I was going to have to discuss it. And, you know, I was ready to discuss it. But the problem with this is it is so political. And health should not be political. It shouldn't be that, you know, Trump endorsed ivermectin and HCQ. And so take that off, it doesn't work, you know. I mean, in general, look at, I think we all should have been a little hesitant. When Trump in 2020 was championing these vaccines that were coming so quick, what did the left say? And I'm talking about every member of the left. Don't trust the vaccine. Don't get the vaccine. You're going to die from the vaccine. And then what happened? Biden wins and everything flips. Shouldn't that initially give you a little bit of pause and go, hold on a second. Isn't it about health and not about, like, politics? And to that point, has any member of the health staff this entire time got up and actually talked about real health? Have they talked about exercise, a healthy diet, like eating real food, drinking water, taking vitamins, vitamin D deficiency, and what that causes in the body? No. There hasn't been any of that. I'm going to critically think about what's best for my own health. I'm not judging anybody else. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. But I'm making a decision that's based on what's best for me and my own health. And for me, it was a no-brainer.
Aaron Rodgers is a smart dude. Good for him. And so now the left attack. Hey, will he lose endorsements? Terry Bradshaw chimes in on this. That has been hack. He chimes in, Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be doing it. I don't even know all that he said, but he's critical of Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers dare worry about his own. Here comes the word, people. Pay attention. Pay attention, conservatives. Personal health. His personal health. See, because we're all supposed to be part of this collective. The collective is supposed to take the shot for the greater good. Now, I'm not going to rehash the stats. But here's what I can tell you, based on my logic and reasoning and understanding of this particular virus as deeply as, quite frankly, Dr. Fauci, it's a scam. It's a total scam. And if you haven't realized that, and you're not asking yourself the deeper question of why are they trying so hard to scam me, you are in for a rude awakening. Go look at all those Hollywood movies where drones are just marching in line, getting their shots and getting their, you know, ID cards and everything else, and you are looking at your dystopian future. And be happy that there's somebody out there, the naysayers, or as Aaron Rodgers called us, anybody catch what he said? Critical thinkers. Critical thinkers. People that are saying, wait a minute. You can get, and here's what's funny to me about the critical thinkers. We're reasonable. If you have a legitimate disease that is a legitimate pandemic, We're all for. There is no way I would put my kid in harm's way, send him to school, if it was a legit thing that's going to kill him. But if you tell me, Kevin, you shouldn't send your kid to school because this woo flu, whatever, don't try to down on me, boogeyman. It ain't Halloween at the Jackson house. He's going to school. Now, I ask you, how many kids have died? We've been talking about this thing for the better part of a year since Trump got railroaded out of office. How many kids have died in your kid's school? How many? Let me give you the answer. The number that have died of Wu Flu is zero. It's statistically zero. Not a single kid has died in my kid's school district. I will practically guarantee you that no more than five kids have died in the entire state where I live. So what is the big deal? There isn't one. That's why 27 states so far have filed lawsuits against the Biden administration over vaccine mandates. Now, this is a vaccine mandate for private businesses. I will guarantee, let me just put it to you this way. My son will never get a Wu Flu shot as long as he's under my care. He will never get it. He won't get it in high school. He won't get it in college. What he does after that is on him. But up to those points, it will never be mandated. Anybody that puts a needle in my kid's arm, as far as I'm concerned, is attempting to murder him. And I will absolutely act in kind. I'm telling you point blank. I think this is insane. And I'm so happy that there are guys like Aaron Rodgers who are willing to stand up. And these basketball players, Kyrie Irving and others, that go, I ain't getting it. Black folks waking up. These 27 states, these AGs that apparently understand that OSHA is not protecting employees. Be vaccinated by January 4th or we're going to tax and spend you into submission. You're either going to get tested weekly and we're going to punish you by making you wear a mask even though you're not sick. And the person who's vaccinated probably is. Probably is giving you the antibody, the disease itself, is just sloughing it off. Fines of up to $14,000. So did you know what DeSantis did? DeSantis said, I tell you what, we're going to fine you $50,000 for every employee that you do mandate. So let's just play this game. Who you think's going to win? The federal government, oh, we're going to charge you $14,000. We're going to charge you $50,000. Well, the government, we're going to charge you $65, but we're going to charge you $100. And you know what that battle of wits is going to do? It's going to make all this crap go away. Go, DeSantis, man. That's why I like you. They said all but one of the states that filed lawsuits, Iowa, have Republican attorneys generals. Kansas, Kentucky, and Louisiana are the only three of the 27 states that have Democratic governors, and Iowa's governor is a Republican. So, put a different way, this is Republicans saving the Republic from tyranny. Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly criticized Biden's vaccine mandates on private business, saying, while I appreciate the intention to keep people safe, a goal I share, I don't believe the directive is correct or the most effective solution for Kansas. Look, I don't know this woman, but I'll give her credit for at least saying, no, I disagree. As for Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, he said he's unsure if the state's lawsuits against the Biden administration over the vaccine mandate have merit. Well, you know what? Whether you do or you don't, your attorney general seems to think it will. This deserves merit. It does have merit. Because if they told you the truth, we would replace this government because they're lying to you. This government wants you to believe, they want you to be in fear. I've never seen a group of people so afraid. And look, I'm going to tell you, it's influencing you as well. You may say, no, Kevin, yeah, it is. People sneeze, you look, you're reacting differently. That's okay.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.